You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. It's Tuesday, so it's time for It's My Money with Brenthurst Wealth. And with me from Brenthurst Wealth is Gustav Reinhardt from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria. I thought it might be an idea just to look back and reflect as we go into spring and summer in South Africa and autumn and winter in the Northern Hemisphere, Gustav, and just look at what's happened, because it's been the most extraordinary year. I mean, I look at what I've been speaking about for the last 7-8 months, and it's been the gold price. It's been the fall and rise of equities markets. It's been the US dollar going slowly and steadily and sometimes dramatically down. And I don't think people realize what the US dollar's demise, how important it is. But there are so many things to talk about. And you must have been sitting down with your clients and saying, goodness me, we have to be careful here. We have to be, you know, sort of battening down the hatches and being not defensive, but certainly being wary of what has happened and what might happen in the future.
Absolutely, yes, Lindsay. Welcome to everyone. Yeah, that's absolutely true. We have had a ridiculous past year currently. So, yeah, the markets have gone up and down simultaneously, and the rand dollars there and the golds in between. What we typically always see in markets is the moment that uncertainty is brewing and people get afraid of the market, they tend to rush to gold. So that was actually no surprise for the gold price rising as much as it did. It's always a safe haven in correlation with the market. But obviously, everyone knows in the long term, if you want exponential growth, you have to expose yourself to the markets and go through the bumpy rides. But there's so much uncertainty in the stages that we are currently facing. It doesn't matter if it's locally in South Africa or offshore with the US and the elections coming up. So there's a lot of things going on in the market that clients want to talk about in the end.
Yes, and let me talk about the clients, because the clients are your business. So if the clients are worried, then obviously you have to be on point, as they say. Have you been receiving calls more than usual, less than usual? Have you been receiving calls that are different from usual, if you see what I mean? In other words, people saying, what on earth should I do now? What have you experienced over the last 7 or 8 months?
Well, yeah, Lindsay, it's a different bunch of emotions. There's a lot of clients that are sitting in South African equities. There's a lot of clients looking to go offshore, and there's a lot of clients that's already offshore. So it's a lot of different questions coming from them. Firstly, they are worried about the tech industry and the highs that it's facing currently. They are looking at gold because it had a massive run during the year. So the most important always is to see how that client is financially positioned, firstly, and secondly, if it's well enough diversified to go through all kind of cyclical circumstances in the market that the market's facing, to in the end give him a less bumpy ride than an individual stock or industry that he wants to focus on. So a lot of the questions that we get from clients is specifically focused on certain industries, certain shares, or certain types of commodities. And what we always stick to is saying the best way forward and long-term decision is a well-diversified portfolio. That's what it always comes to.
Yeah, it always does. That never changes. No matter how the world changes, whether it be the investment world or the world in general changes, it's all to do with diversification. We've spoken about gold. We've spoken about the fall and rise of equities. Actually, let's go on to the fall and rise of equities. We really have had a V-shaped recovery, haven't we? Are you slightly sceptical, as I am as a broadcaster, about the V-shaped recovery? And what are you saying to your clients when they say, well, I should be involved now because the market went down, but now it's gone up again and it's higher than it was before, so therefore I should be involved? What do you say to them?
Yeah, well, the first and foremost thing is always that no one on this earth can actually afford it to have their capital under their beds, because the market and inflation and the world will eventually make yourself as a person more poor if you have your money in cash. We all know this as things get more expensive. So it was certainly a V-shaped recovery. We've seen that locally and offshore. What happened with the currencies is a different story, and how people was positioned. We are skeptical because the markets are volatile. The U.S. Elections are coming up. We don't know how mad Trump and China is with each other. So at the end of the day, what we are looking at, and one of the most relevant things to look at, is the underlying type of stocks that we invest in. We want to look at healthy companies with big balance sheets that can withstand markets and volatility and uncertainty like this. I think one of the biggest contributors to the V-shaped recovery that we've seen in the markets is the stimulus packages that the Fed and other countries have introduced into their economy to help them. Locally, the lowering of interest rates that also boosts the economy. Our concern is if this virus carries on for another 5-6 months, that those funds will get depleted and the market will come under severe stress again. And the most important thing then is maybe to stay in the current investment portfolio that you're in, because we don't know where the market's going, but you have to be well diversified, as I said.
You really have to be. The other big theme on my podcasting site this year has been the US dollar, which has gone from 106, again, the euro dollar from 106 to 120, currently around about 118.20, something like that. But anyway, The point is that the world's reserve currency has weakened by a significant amount. And at the same time, the rand has weakened as well. So how do you approach the currency factor when you speak to your clients? Because obviously it's incredibly important to you and to them.
Yes, absolutely. We have to look at each client individually. What is their needs? How they want to invest? If they are looking to go to Europe, maybe look at more GBP or Euro type of funds. But at the end of the day, yes, the dollar is in stress. It is the world's reserve currency, but a lot of that is linked to how they handled this virus and how fast the economy can start going again, because obviously the UK, I think, is a few months ahead of them with regards to how it's going with the coronavirus and the economy starting up again. And that's typically what we've seen on that side, because the dollar has weakened against the other currencies. So we are looking closely at that, but we still believe in the long term that the dollar will hold its strength and that market is healthy. And the companies underlying in that market is very, very good companies and competitive companies in the world.
Okay, here we are on September the 8th, I think it is. Yes, it's September the 8th. And let's look forward for the next quarter, which will be, it'll be in 3 weeks' time. We've had three incredible quarters, and the final quarter of the year may be even more incredible because of the US election process. But anyway, let's not speculate too much on who's going to win. But what are you saying to clients? Because I must admit that I'll put my view forward. I would say to all clients, sit on the fence at the moment, because we don't know what's going to happen between China and the US, between Biden and Trump, between the euro and the dollar, between the gold and everything else. There are so many moving parts out there.
That's absolutely true. We are looking at the volatility in the market currently. We are looking at the VIX index, which is the index for volatility. And what we really are looking for is more certainty in the market to actually make big moves in clients' portfolios. But at this current stage, I do not think that you have to go for a left-hand or a right-hand decision to what you want to do with your portfolio and everything. I think that the best thing you can do is sit tight and wait and see what's going to go down with the market and everything. We have our individual views about South Africa and South African assets, but according to world assets and portfolio structuring, we are not making very big moves in this current space. We have, although I would say taken less exposure in the property market globally, but that is purely because of a type of post-COVID worldview that we accepted and are looking at, but that is currently all. With regards to the rest, we are really taking the diversified route, and we are sticking to the strategies, the long-term strategies that was built for the clients and their portfolios.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your analysis. That's Gustav Reinhardt, who is from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.